Maasai herders scatter as soldiers open fire in Loliondo. It's on the outskirts of the Serengeti National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. They'd been demonstrating against a government exercise to mark off ancestral grazing lands to create a private hunting reserve. Activists say dozens of protesters were shot and wounded.
The people believe that the land belonged to them, and the government is saying that the land is the government land. So that is really where the problem is. And I think then if it was to be, there are very clear procedures in the laws of Tanzania on how to protect the land from or change the categories of land from the village land to reserve land. But the issue is the whole procedures are not being followed.
Up to 200,000 people visit the Serengeti every year, generating millions of dollars in income. That's increased competition for land on the edge of the national park. Thousands of Maasai families were forced to leave their villages in 2009 so that an Emirati company could organize hunting trips to Loliondo. That deal was cancelled 8 years later after allegations of corruption. The government says human activity is putting pressure on wildlife in the Serengeti National Park. It denies trying to evict Maasai and says it's offered to resettle communities away from their historic homeland. But the Maasai say the land belongs to them and isn't for sale for elite tourism. Barbara Ngopa, Al Jazeera.
Yannick Ndunyo is a Maasai leader and joins me now from Nairobi. Good to have you with us on the programme, sir. Let's just clarify first, if you could tell us, have any Maasai warriors in or community members been hurt or injured in this government operation?
Thank you very much. That is indeed the fact. Over 30 young men and old men as well have been injured in this operation, and many have been taken to nearby hospitals and they are receiving treatment right now. Some have very serious injuries and broken legs, broken limbs, and torn muscles because of bullets. And so many have sustained very, very serious injuries.
Okay, so the government operation happened on an area of land that we have been reporting on. Can you confirm to us who actually owns the land or who is legally allowed to live on that land or use that land?
By law, and by law I mean land law, and local government law, all affirm that land belongs to the villages. And villages means locally established villages where people inhabit. So the rightful owners of the land are the Maasai communities in Loliondo.
So tell us, what sort of conversation have the Maasai had with the government over taking over this land? Has there ever been a conversation about the government taking this land back?
The government has for a long time wanted to take this land for the claims of conservation. And in a way, they've made this decision quite a long time ago. And the community has always been saying, we have not been consulted or asked to participate as much. And so there's not been a very open dialogue between the community and the government. Only quite recently, in 2016, 2018, the government actually asked the people to present their opinion on how conservation can be done. And the community actually presented the opinion to the government. It has never been implemented. And also this year, about 2 weeks ago, the community presented their proposals to the government on how this can be solved. The conflict, conservation, and community livelihoods can be all accommodated. And the government has not given any feedback yet until when we have seen this operation taking place.
How do you think how do you think, sir, this is going to be resolved if you're saying that the community has offered suggestions and solutions, and the government itself has not come back to you in any form of conversation or in written word. How do you see this actually being resolved?
One, the government must actually take into account and consider very highly the community recommendations. And for now, the government must stop this operation which is going on in Loliondo and must cease it so that they can open a dialogue on how to jointly resolve this. But generally, the community needs this land. They have already given away Serengeti in 1959 for conservation, and now they need this land for their own survival. And the only way conservation can be done is by actually asking the people how they should do it jointly. Mm-hmm. So one thing, the government must cease this operation and they must open the dialogue more broadly, but also they should understand that the community really needs this land for their own survival.
Well, we shall keep a very close eye on the story. For the moment, Yannick Nyonyo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.